Welcome to Kids in the Community on WLEN.com. Sponsored by Shoemaker Heating and Plumbing, your local Bryant dealer, offering a 100% money-back guarantee on Bryant equipment. Call 263-9940. Shoemaker Heating and Plumbing and Bryant, doing whatever it takes.
Good afternoon and welcome into this edition of Kids in the Community here on 103.9 WLEN, brought to you by Shoemaker Heating and Plumbing. I'm your host, Ian Wendt, and this afternoon I have Jacob McKelvey from Lenawee Christian. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Thanks so much for being with us. So, a lot of things to get to, Jacob. I got a pretty lengthy list from the person that nominated you. So we'll start right off with student council.
Okay.
It says here you're class president for the second year in a row.
Mm-hmm.
What does student council involve? What do you do?
So we plan all of like our pep assemblies that we do for homecoming and all of the things like that. And we plan, like, we have a winter Olympiad, which is like an overnight event for the school. So we plan things like that. And then we have like an event at the end of the year as well where the school comes together and does some different games and stuff.
So you're president of that. So does it all go through you?
No, I'm actually just president of, like, my grades. So, like, there's a president of the council itself, so I'm just, like, a member of the council.
Okay, and you're a sophomore,
mm-hmm.
so you're a president freshman year,
mm-hmm.
and now this year.
Yep.
So do you get elected? Do people kind of pick you and
then
you're it?
There's an election. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's a leadership role. So what are your favorite things to do with that? What do you get to do?
I mean, we get to, like, decide, like, what, like, our class color is, I guess. We don't really get to do a lot with the class, but it's mostly just within the council itself.
That's awesome. You kind of guide the group and what they're going to do?
Mm-hmm.
Do you enjoy doing that?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, because sometimes people are voted in, and they're like, I really don't want to be a leader. Mm-hmm. It takes something to get that spot and want to lead.
Yeah. So for the second year, I mean, I liked it the first year, so I decided why not do it again.
All right. And I'm sure grades are part of being on council and staying in it. You have to be eligible, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I got your numbers here. Very good in the classroom. What's your favorite subject?
Probably math.
Math? Mm-hmm. Similar to your brother we had on last week. So anything, I love math. That was my thing. Up until college, and then I kind of hit a roadblock. So do you see a future in math, or it's something you're good at, and it just clicks?
Something to do with, like, math and business kind of combined, I guess. That's kinda,
accounting, maybe?
Mm-hmm, yeah, something like that.
It's kind of nice to kind of have that set, even though you're so young in high school, is to have an idea of where you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of like a cone of opportunity. You're not focused on one thing, you kind of have it spread out, but you kind of know where you're going.
Yeah, it's a broad.
Yeah, that's a good word for it. Switching from the classroom to outside the classroom, I see you're involved in varsity soccer and club soccer, and I see you have a basketball hoodie on. So you're busy outside the classroom.
Yeah, it's pretty busy.
So what do you play in soccer? What position?
I'm normally like a center back, which is defense.
But not all the way back.
It is. It's the all the way back.
Is it? Okay.
It's all the way back except the goalie, so.
Okay. So a center mid goes everywhere,
mm-hmm.
and then forwards stay up by the net.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not great with soccer, but I'm learning. I'm getting there.
Okay.
Do you play that position for both the school and the club?
Well, this is my first year, like, joining a new club, so I'm not sure where I'll play there, but I have been playing there for both previously.
Okay. I'm going to guess the name of the club. Your brother talked about it last week. Is it FCA?
That's my old club. I've actually joined Pace Setter. It's in Sylvania.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But that was right. FCA is another club?
Yep.
Okay. Awesome. So after this break, we'll talk with Jacob McKelvey, a sophomore at LCS, more about things he likes to do outside the classroom, homecoming court, Zonta Club of Lenawee involvement. It's all coming up right after this from our sponsor, Shoemaker Heating and Plumbing.
I'm Kevin Shoemaker. Since 1977, I've been helping area residents meet their heating and plumbing needs, from solving basic issues like no heat or no hot water to complete bathroom makeovers, as well as complete Bryant comfort systems that are controlled by your smartphone. Keeping you comfortable in an ever-changing environment is our priority. For many years, our loyal customers have enabled us to support many organizations throughout our community. To them, I say thank you. Kids in the Community is a great program that allows us to focus and highlight highlight some of the very giving and talented youth in our community. Just one more way that Shoemaker Heating and Plumbing and Bryant are doing whatever it takes.
All right, we're back here on Kids in the Community on 103.9 WLEN. I'm your host, Ian Wendt. This week we have Jacob McKelvey. He's a sophomore at Lenawee Christian Schools. Before the break, talked about soccer. We didn't talk about basketball.
No.
Real quick, how's basketball?
It's good.
It's good?
I like soccer a little more than basketball, but I like basketball.
We all have our favorites.
Yeah.
Keeps you busy in the winter.
Yeah.
So, awesome. Now on to sophomore class homecoming court. Another one of those things where I don't know if they vote for homecoming anymore, do they?
Yeah, they do.
Okay. So it's kind of putting you in that position of more leadership, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't do much as homecoming.
No, not really.
But people look up to you, so they must respect what you do and your work ethic and your attitude.
Yeah.
Your mother said that you volunteer your time with Zonta Club of Lenawee.
Yeah, I like to help her, like, set up for different events they do and just different things I can do to help her set it up for different things.
Does watching what your mom does that motivate you to do community outreach and community service and get involved that way?
I think, like, seeing, like, the effects of what they do, it just kind of wants me to, like, be able to put that effect on other people as well.
So we talked about toward the beginning of the interview about maybe your future. Do you think college is in your future?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, you might stick with math, maybe business, accounting, those types
Something
of things?
Something like that, yeah.
Okay, do you have a favorite school? I see an M on your jacket.
Michigan.
Okay, mm-hmm. We'll see how that goes. Tough
yeah,
school to get into.
It is tough, but...
But looking at this, you might have a good resume. You might make a good point. If you keep this up,
hopefully.
Could be big things
hopefully.
In maize and blue for Jacob McKelvey. That's all the time we have for this afternoon. Thanks for tuning in to Kids in the Community here on 103.9 WLEN. If you know a kid who you think should be on this program, send us an email to kids@WLEN.com. Again, that's kids@WLEN.com. Till next time, I'm Ian Wendt, and that's Jacob McKelvey on 103.9 WLEN.
Thank you for listening. If you know a great kid in the Lenawee community, nominate them for an interview and a chance for a $1,000 scholarship furnished by Shoemaker Heating and Plumbing. Email your nominations to kids@WLEN.com or mail it to 242 West Maumee Street in Adrian. We hope you've enjoyed the Kids in the Community program on WLEN.com. Tune in to 103.9 WLEN every Thursday at 3:45 p.m. for all new interviews with the kids who are the future of Lenawee County.